Throughout the war in Afghanistan, throughout the war in Iraq, the United States continued aiding an ugly war in Colombia. It's the third biggest recipient in U.S. aid. Now lawmakers are considering whether that money is well spent. This week, Colombian Vice President Francisco Santos is promising his country is making progress against leftist rebels and against a major source of drugs for the United States. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Vice President Santos did not have to come before the Senate Caucus on International Narcotics Control with cup in hand. Congress seems fully inclined to keep spending more than $700 million a year on the anti-drug expanded to counterinsurgency operation known as Plan Colombia. Santos said crime figures from the first 4 months of this year show the Uribe government's hardline tactics are working.
Homicides were down by 20%. Compared to the same period in 2002, kidnappings were down 40% over the same period. We are investing significant resources to restore law and order throughout the country.
At the same time, armed groups are increasingly moving from rural strongholds into the big cities. A car bomb killed more than 36 people at an elite social club in Bogota this spring. Two of the dead were friends of the vice president's family. But Santos, who has himself been kidnapped by guerrillas, said Colombians may be weeping, but they're not surrendering.
That's the feeling of the country right now. And the support for our security policy, even though it suffers a little bit with those incidents, I think we've gone a long way from the early 90s when car bombs in the cities and terrorism almost put the Colombian society to its knees.
Santos noted that Colombia's three major armed groups, two on the left, one on the right, now get most of their money from controlling the lucrative drug trade.
If we don't destroy crops and eliminate drug trafficking from Colombia, we will not be able to destroy those organizations. Therefore, we have to combat them with everything we have.
Some 400 U.S. troops are training and equipping Colombian forces to carry on that fight. The head of the U.S. Southern Command, General James Hill, told lawmakers he's, quote, guardedly optimistic about that effort.
And we are seeing progress. The Colombian military is a capable, professional force that respects human rights. This progress is resulting in increasing success on the battlefield.
But Jason Hagan, a Colombia expert at the Washington Office on Latin America, said after the hearing that General Hill painted a far rosier picture of the Colombian military than what Hagan and other human rights monitors have found.
I think Colombia right now is taking a turn for the worse. In fact, we've actually seen more violations of human rights that are being directly attributed to the military. That was actually a declining trend. We saw a lot of the paramilitaries doing a lot of the military's dirty work for years. Now we actually see the military committing more abuses directly.
Still, polls in Colombia indicate no institution gets more respect than the military. Southern Command Chief Hill says the 70% approval rating Colombians give their armed forces contradicts allegations of human rights violations. But in a country where some 5,000 kidnapped hostages are still being held, there's also broad support for a military crackdown. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.